When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reality radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
Hi, this is Tom Koch. Welcome to Talking Real Money. So it turns out small is the new large. Think about that for just a moment. Or perhaps going back, way back, Steve Martin once had a skit called Let's Get Small. Yeah, I think there was some drug reference to that, so maybe that's not the best one. But small, as in small companies, have been in the news of late. The Russell 2000 Index of small cap stocks rose 6.1% last week. The first 2 weeks of November, up 13%. Its best 10 session start to a month on record. And you go back and look at U.S. small cap value. Looking at the Avantis U.S. Small Cap Value ETF, that's up about 11.5% since early October. What's going on here? Small cap value stocks have been out of favor. It's made way more sense just to own the S&P 500 for almost 10 years now. But there's a lot of people saying, I got to move into small. Chatted with a very bright young fellow the other day, said, I'm looking at small right now. And I'm going to tell you, small should always be part of your portfolio. Why has it done so well lately? Well, no one really knows that unless y'all ask all the people buying the stocks. There's suggestions that another round of government aid will be help, low interest rates, etc. But let's go back. Talk about what small cap value is. When we refer to small, we're referring to the size of the company. And in that way, we're referring to the market capitalization. Well, you already know the huge ones, right? Apple, Amazon, etc. Most small companies you don't know because they're small. We're talking about market capitalizations of $300 million to about $2 billion. Pretty small. Then you add in this aspect of value. A value company is an out-of-favor firm, a beaten-down company. Maybe they just lost their CEO. Maybe the product they're producing is not very popular. Whatever problem it is, it's trading at less than what people would anticipate. And by the way, value in my mind should be a mathematical equation, not an intuitive one. There's all kinds of people that do value stocks because they sort of look at it and it's art. I'm really looking for the science here. And the track record of U.S. small value is pretty terrific. It adds about 2% a year over the returns of the S&P 500 going way back. That's 2% a year. Not every year. That's the struggle. And it's more volatile. Every 20-year period that we can find going back many decades, it's also done better than U.S. large cap stocks. Beyond that, small companies are an important part of the economy. There's a lot of them. They're the ones with great growth potential, and sort of intuitively, you kind of think, I really should own those. And you know our philosophy is you should really own all of the market, and small is a big part of the market. Yeah, those big companies you know are very popular, a lot of business there, but the small ones, sometimes they are great, take off, sometimes they muddle along, sometimes they go away. But as I mentioned, as a group, the track record is tremendous. So how do you go about owning small, which I think you should do all the time? You should not be moving into it now that it's come back, now that it's doing well. That's the wrong philosophy. You should always have some of your money exposed to those small cap stocks. Well, you can go to Vanguard. They've got a very fine exchange-traded fund, VBR. Avantis also has a very fine exchange-traded fund, AVUV. And I really do like Paul Merriman's idea here. It's up on his website, paulmerriman.com, of adding small cap value to a target date fund, because target date funds mainly own U.S. large cap stocks. So you add that there. Some people's portfolios, ours among them, are overweighted to U.S. small cap value and international small cap value. We're putting more of our clients' money in those asset classes because they've been more productive over time. So what about getting small right now, in the words of Steve Martin? Again, leaving the drug reference out. Yeah, you should always have small in your portfolio. Doesn't matter the time of year, doesn't matter the situation in the markets, doesn't matter what the future looks like. You should not try to pick those. You're not looking for the next Microsoft, the next Apple. What you're looking for is owning thousands of small cap firms that have been very productive for a long period of time. And some of those small will become the new large. It all ties together. Makes sense, doesn't it? Do you own small? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. We know many of you do not, because I look at a lot of portfolios that you bring to us every week. By the way, we'll be glad to look at yours. So contact us. Go to the contact page at talkingrealmoney.com. We'll help make sure you're on the right track for retirement, but we'll also look at your portfolio to make sure that it matches your need for return within your risk tolerance, that it has all of these asset classes in it, and that you're not paying too much to others. Again, we give you a free hour of one of our advisors' time. No obligation, no high-pressure sales. We want to make sure you get all of this right. Thanks for listening. I'm Tom Koch for Talking Real Money.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?